Welcome back to Saturday Jazz Feature. This morning, we're looking at gospel music, and in a little bit we're going to be seeing how gospel music has influenced the modern music you hear today. We just finished up a segment featuring what we'd have to call a cappella singing. What would you say was the next major development in
gospel music? Well, the next music we're going to hear, Fred, involves simple instrumentation. The first song that we're going to hear is a single singer accompanied by a piano player. And the singer I'm sure you've all heard of, Mahalia Jackson. Now, this is going to be a highly unusual recording for Mahalia because from her gospel roots, she went on to become an extremely successful popular singer. She was still billed as Mahalia Jackson, the world's greatest gospel singer, but it would be Mahalia with the Percy Faith Orchestra playing at Madison Square Garden or something like that. We're going to hear Mahalia in a highly unusual context here. She's going to be singing, again, by herself with just a piano accompaniment in an all-black church somewhere in the South. And I think that one of the features of this that you're sure to notice is going to be the heavy audience participation in the music. Mahalia here is going to be performing from an album that was released posthumously, and it's all Mahalia singing in churches. The song that we're going to hear is called Come On Children, Let's Sing.
All about God's great reward that I push that every day. Keep us walking in your narrow way. Come on, children, let's sing about the goodness of the Lord. Come on, children, let's sing about the goodness of the Lord. Come on, children, let's shout all about God's great reward. Walking in your narrow way. Come on, children, let's sing. Come on, children, let's shout. How the Lord mighty has brought us out. There's none like him without a doubt. Come on, children, let's sing. Oh, by the goodness of the Lord. He has been my all. Because I know what it's all about, the goodness of my Lord and your God so blessed. Let's shout how the Lord mighty has brought us out. walking in the narrow way. Come on, children, let's sing. Come on, children, let's shout. How the Lord might have born out that God might give us down, down, down. Come on, children, let's see all the goodness of the Lord.
Once again, that was a very rare recording by Mahalia Jackson, a definite killer, from an album, How I Got Over. An album which was released 4 years after her death, that recording in 1963 in front of an all-black congregation in the South. The name of that tune was Come On Children, Let's Sing. Now, something that is significant in that recording beyond Mahalia's great vocals were the keyboard work. I think that you'll find that the cording represented there in the keyboard work will be heard later on when we get to modern jazz. The music of Keith Jarrett. We're going to hear some Kenny Barron playing on a Yusef Lateef album. Les McCann will be performing for you, and Joseph Zawinul, actually not what you call a Southern black, but still very heavily influenced by the gospel, cording on the piano. We're going to hear another female singer here, who is also going to be accompanied by a piano player who represents the gospel cording style. The singer here is Sister Rosetta Tharp. Now, Sister Tharp is from a town called Cotton Plant, Arkansas, and she was a great gospel singer. She also had a pretty respectable career as a popular performer, singing with Cab Calloway and some of the other big bands, but she eventually returned to the gospel singing because I think that's where her heart was at the time. Sister Tharp was also a pretty good guitar player. And in addition to the piano playing, you should pay attention to her guitar work on here because she's pretty good. The song that you're going to be hearing here is called Up Above My Head, recorded in 1948, and the instrumentation in this is considerably more complex than that heard in Mahalia's tune.
Saturday Jazz Features here each and every weekend on WPRB, Princeton. From 10:15 to 12:15, we're focusing on a different topic each week. This week it's gospel music. On that last tune we heard Sister Rosetta Tharpe, both the voice and the guitar work, in addition to some piano work in the back end. We also heard a second voice, Pete. Who was that?
The second singer there was Marie Knight. Sister Tharpe recorded with her pretty often. Of the two voices, Sister Tharpe's was the higher. Now we're going to be moving along to a group that was probably the most seminal of all gospel groups, a group called the Caravans. They were founded by a woman named Albertina Walker, and you'll be hearing quite a bit of Tina a little bit later on. They produced some of the greatest stars of gospel, and they were similar to the Soul Stirrers in that usually one person would come and join the group and be the lead for a while and then move on, even though from time to time they did just rotate back and forth as the lead singer and then move back into the background. The first song that we're going to be hearing, the lead singer is a woman named Cassietta George. Now, the style here, and I think in most of the Caravan tunes that we're going to be hearing, is the preacher style. They're not as upbeat as what Rosetta Tharpe just did, but they're going to be much more of the lead singer actually taking on the part of a preacher. So the first song we're going to hear is Cassietta George and the Caravans. The song is Remember Me. Once again, that was Cassietta George really doing a lot of preaching there over a vocal chant in the background by the Caravans. The next lead singer we're going to hear of the Caravans is going to be their founder, Albertina Walker. And Tina's going to sing for us, "The Lord Will Provide."
my sister, or even my brother. If they were here, I know they'd tell you, oh, it's no secret what God can do. I'm a living witness that the Lord will provide. I know Lord sure will provide. Do you believe that the Lord God will provide? I said, Lord, he sure will provide.
Powerful, powerful performance by Albertina Walker and the Caravans. Some significant things about that song. You probably heard Albertina talking about being a witness to something. Again, that's a convention of gospel music that has been incorporated into popular music, I think often by people who don't really know what they're talking about. Another term that she didn't use there, but which I think you'll find has crept into popular music, is when singers say that they have testified to something. Again, part of the gospel music liturgy which has crept into popular music form. You'll also notice the dual use of the organ and piano in that song, which is something often done in gospel music. It's a very common combination and really part of the, again, part of the convention of gospel performances. We're going to hear one more song by the Caravans as a group, and we're going to hear another of the very hard gospel singers taking over the lead, that being Inez Andrews, another one of the Caravans' leads who went on to have a very, very strong career. In fact, she and Albertina Walker, Cassietta George, Shirley Caesar, James Herndon, all these people are still performing very frequently today. Inez Andrews is going to take the lead on a song called Mary, Don't You Weep, one of her own compositions.
I said, Mary,
oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Mother, don't you moan.
Stood. Oh.
Pharaoh's army.
Pharaoh's army
got drowned in the sea one day.
Mary, Don't You Weep, Inez Andrews and the Caravans on Saturday Jazz Feature on WPRB. Today we're featuring gospel music. We'll be listening to one more gospel tune in a moment, and then we'll be going on to modern music, and we'll be able to see how all this makes sense. In other words, how this gospel music has influenced the popular music you hear today. All that in a moment on WPRB.